Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to MikeReinold.com/knee for more information and to sign up today.
On this episode of the Ask Mike Reinold Show, we talk about when we perform arm care, we talk about the influence of the thoracic spine on the shoulder, and we talk about how we use muscle energy techniques.
The Ask Mike Reinold Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Ask Mike Reinold Show. We're up in Boston at Champion PT Performance. Lenny Macrina, Dave Tilley. Dave Tilley.
Hiya.
Dan Pope. And Mike Scuduto. Let's get it in.
I guess.
We are all here to answer your awesome questions related to PT, fitness, sports performance, anything like that. We have a couple of stupendous physical therapy students from here. We have Woody from Toy Story.
I love it.
Woody from Toy Story is a terrible nickname.
It's fantastic.
Brooks Klein from UNLV.
Best movie ever made.
And then we have Johnny Raise the LaRoof. I like that one. Johnny Raise the LaRoof. LaRoof.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Buzz Lightyear from Kelly Clarkson. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. From Clarkson University in New York. Sorry. I love Kelly Clarkson. Sorry.
Such a bingo.
Take it away, Buzz. Sorry. That was unintentional.
I like it.
Woody's going to take this. Who's going to take this?
All right, Woody. Whoa. Buzz was not prepared. Strike one.
Come in. Jeremy from San Antonio. Mike, I've recently gone through your Developing Elite Pitching Performance online program. My questions are, one, how often do you have players perform their arm care per week? Two, how does their arm care implementation change between preseason, in-season, and off-season? And three, when in their workout are they performing their arm care pre- or post-workout?
Squeeze a lot of that.
What's his name? What's the name again?
This is Jeremy from San Antonio.
Jeremy, that you snuck in three, you little devil. Look at you sneaking in three. I feel like those three go together, though. So how many times per week? With arm care?
Number one.
That's a good question. So, we had a new online program from our seminar that we did around here on how we develop pitching performance, and we talk a lot about arm care. So that's a good one, right? And the reason why we don't go over all these specifics is it changes. So, arm care per week, I would say we probably do arm care 2 to 3 times per week in the off season, depending on how much strength and stability you may need, but at least 2, and we have several people doing 3 if they really need it, or if we don't have as much time. If you start in the off season and we have plenty of time, we'll do 1 or 2 times a week, you know, et cetera. So there's lots of factors in here. I think that's why these aren't clear answers. In the season, we always do it twice a week. We try to always be consistent with our arm care a couple times a week to do all the exercises and the mobility stuff. So that's how many times a week. How does it change in season, off season? Well, it's just like everything else. Like, we periodize.
Tough one.
I don't know why. We periodize. It sounds funny, though. The stress applied to the body, right? So in the season, you're doing a lot of throwing, you're doing a lot of pitching, you're getting a lot of stress. We certainly don't want to compete with that with a lot of other things. So we do more of like a maintenance program, like a maintenance weight with our arm care. But in the off season, it's about performance enhancement and building. So in the off season, we'll build that more. So the focus isn't really do we do it or don't do it. It's just how much aggressiveness. I don't know if that's the right word either, but how intense does the program get? Now, what was the last one?
And then when in the workout are they performing their arm care pre or post-workout?
So when do we do it in the program? I've always done it before. We do it before. It's more of like a skill-based thing, right? It's more of like a finesse thing. So what we don't want to do is completely fatigue out the body either in a workout or in a game, right? And then do your arm care program. So we do it beforehand. We do it before our lifts in the gym, the off-season. And then we do it before the games, right? It's not going to impact your game. But doing it after the game, I think, is completely worthless. I think it's like running a marathon and coming in and doing some sprints. Like, it's just, you're so tired, so gassed, you get nothing out of it. So we always do it beforehand. Kind of answer your question. If you're trying to time that, I would just do it before practice, right? Maybe not a game for some of the kids. It depends on what level you're working with. But Awesome. All right, we nailed that one.
Nailed it.
What's next? Yeah. Next.
Next question is Chuck from New Zealand. Great podcast, guys. Can you explain the relationship between decreased thoracic spine / rib mobility and restricted shoulder mobility?
All right, relationship between the thoracic spine and ribs. I like how he threw that in there. And shoulder mobility. You want to start with that, Dan? What's the relationship between the T-spine and the shoulder?
All right, so the easiest thing that I like to talk about is thinking about your, like, a grandmother who has very rounded upper back. Try to bring your arms overhead. You don't have as much range of motion.
My grandmother doesn't look like that.
Well, your grandma's obviously great mobility. Yeah, great chance. Yeah. But anyway, if your thoracic spine doesn't extend, the ribs attach to the thoracic spine, and the shoulder blade takes a contour of the ribs. So if you can't extend from your thoracic spine, then what you can't get is good posterior tilt of the scapula. So if you can extend from the thoracic spine, you put the rib cage in good position so you can posteriorly tilt the scapula. That points the socket more upward, and you can get more overhead range of motion because of that. So if you don't have the extension, then you don't have the rib position. You can't move the shoulder blade as much.
So awesome answer.
Well delivered.
I feel like we just try to do a whole episode where it's just one person answers each question, because that was perfect, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you that little game we play, right? But do the slouch completely bad in your chair and raise your arms and see how it feels, right? You're limited in range of motion. It hurts a little bit. It just doesn't feel great. Then sit up super tall, extend your thoracic spine, and lift your arms up. It feels completely different. So it's good. Everybody's doing it. So we all did it. Anybody limited? Anybody feel good, flex?
No, definitely not.
Right. So I think that's the best way. That's the way to drive it home and completely understand it. But Dan nailed it. So, Buzz, what do we got?
Raymond from Providence. Thanks for all the help through the podcast, guys. My question is with respect to the use of muscle energy techniques. Can they be used for both strengthening as well as to improve overall range of motion? Thanks.
All right, muscle energy for improvements in strength and range of motion. How many people use muscle energy here?
Contract relax stuff.
I do. I think it's just contract relax, right? Yeah. You can kind of argue that. Leon Chateau has an excellent book that may give you kind of like more variations of muscle energy you can do, but essentially contract relax. So, all right, so if it's contract relax, which I think that's how we would mildly call it, I think we all use it for range of motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Makes sense?
Yeah.
So you get some reciprocal inhibition, you know, the agonist versus antagonistic activation of the muscles makes sense. What about for strength?
I think by definition, doing a contract relax is like a low level, like 10% type push. So I can't imagine we're going to get a lot of strength gains by a 10% effort of the muscle. You know?
Has anyone ever used muscle energy for strength?
I don't know if it's still muscle energy, but like end range isometrics. I've done some of that with more naturally mobile population. That helps a lot. I don't know if it's getting strength though. You know, it's a pretty high control.
I don't know if that's muscle energy though.
That's what I mean. I don't know
what
that's
an isometric.
That's like usually called a radiation. I don't know if that's called. It's like PNFE.
What's it called?
A radiation.
It is?
Yeah.
Isn't that what a light bulb does? What's a radiation?
That's illumination.
Nuclear.
Radiation is like overflow of neurological from a distal joint.
Whoa. Alright.
Sounds good.
Nobody else learned that at school?
Probably.
That's like when you like
definitely pay attention in that class.
On someone's
I don't even know anybody that uses muscle energy for strength. But one thing you could say, if muscle energy helps increase your mobility and then you strengthen in that new range, then I think that's a great tandem, right? That's something we would definitely do and put together. So I think muscle energy is part of the equation, but I wouldn't say just doing muscle energy is going to get you stronger. But I think we all do it for mobility, though, right? So
yeah.
Pro muscle energy. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Leon. Anybody else? Is that good? Right? Nice. Was that three? Whoa, what an episode. Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it. Head to MikeRonald.com. You can click on the podcast link and ask us some questions. Ask us anything you want, PT, fitness, sports, performance, business, anything in between. Whatever you guys want to talk about, we'll answer your questions. There's some good stuff, so keep them coming. Head to iTunes or Spotify, rate, review, and subscribe, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to MikeRonald.com/podcast. And fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at MikeRonald.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.